Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. Hot 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest, realest, riskiest talk shows live 24-7 on Hot 702.5FM.com.
To your left. What it do, what it do, what it do this morning?
What's up, what up, what up? I put on this Jeezy, I seen it all, because I seen the Eagles get the ass beat. The Raiders score 63.
63, I'm thinking.
Draymond swung on a nigga from the back. I seen an apple, I seen a cheesecake with motherfucking sweet potatoes in it. I done seen it all.
You gotta go get that.
45, nigga. Tell them niggas, Jeezy. Can't drop.
Good morning.
What up, y'all? We blacked in the building. They got it hot as panther piss. So I took my hat off.
I heard that shit was good.
This nigga got on a cowgirl hat.
I would rather you hate every person than that behind my back, so.
So I threw him 50,000, told me bring me back two. I only had my finger crossed. I prayed, called a little shorty up, got laid. Young nigga, get paid.
Hey. What's up, everybody? You are tuned in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host, I am Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host,
Q Mecca, two techs up. You know, tragic gon' hold you down.
Yo, what up? C4 Nate from the 618. Let's be great and start this debate.
Let's start this debate. We gonna start this thing y'all with your boy. Talk about my favorite player of the league, Mr. Draymond Green. Suspended. And definitely by the NBA. Need some thoughts on this before I get mine in.
I think that they gonna show him that, hey, we ain't fucking with you Oakland niggas. So get it together. We going to suspend Clay for shooting trash. Jordan Poole for digging his stuff over there trashing the Wizards. Steve Kerr for not playing Kuminga and Moody more. All of them niggas going to get sued. Everybody in Oakland. I mean, San Francisco, the Bay Area, fuck it. They going to suspend Duke Short, E-40, Keisha Cole. And Tupac when he first moved out there acting like E-40. I remember that shit. Tupac, stop acting like E-40.
That's after he got beat up by them Bloods in New York.
Hey, wasn't no Bloods in New York back then. The Bloods is new to New York. Hey, but Draymond, they about to suspend. You might not play. You might not play no more. They going to suspend you to next year. That's my thoughts. Hey, Draymond, you done fucked up.
C4?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
The suspension?
With Droy, he did.
Sound like R. Kelly, nigga.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't sound like R. Kelly shit. I like my women right.
This is R. Kelly, nigga. Shit.
I don't see nothing wrong with this, nigga. Look, the problem is Draymond came up. He's a 80s, 90s style player. And they trying to etch out the 80s, 90s styles players because them niggas will fuck you up. That's what it is. Draymond, hey, fuck their ass up, man. Fuck them niggas, man. Do your damn thing, bro.
Cool when they was winning, though.
Right. It's cool when they winning, but now they ain't winning. Then all of a sudden you trying to look at it and say, oh, well, Draymond a problem. No, let me tell you something. First of all, Golden State know what they drafted Draymond for.
Absolutely.
They drafted him for his ability to make threes, rebound, pass, and six fouls. And he going to give you all of that.
Well, that nigga can't shoot no more.
He can't shoot as good. He's still a great passer.
He the king of the triple single. Single triple.
Yeah.
9 points.
He still distributes the ball. He can still run the offense.
Nine fouls. This nigga getting nine fouls.
Do what you do, Draymond. Fuck them haters.
Draymond, your ass is old and you ain't as valuable.
They just
as
mad was. Because they make motherfucking mac and cheese and it got peas in it. Fuck them.
Let me tell anybody who don't know what these sports leagues is trying to tell y'all. When you valuable to us, we'll let shit slide. When you ain't no more, get the fuck out of here. That's how they treat you.
Let's say that.
That's how the world is, actually.
The world, yeah. I'm gonna say shit.
If you don't understand that, Draymond, you can't do what you used to do in 2016 because you was winning and you was younger. Now, they will get your ass out of here, and they about to. Now it's on you, cowgirl Santa.
Cool, hey, motherfucker. You know, that's my favorite player in the league. You know that.
I fuck with Draymond.
He's a small big.
Hey, Draymond beat their ass like the Cowboys beat the Eagles.
He's a small big that has to establish his dominance in the paint. Or the people he's playing against. Everybody's bigger, probably more skilled than he is, right?
But
he's there like Golden State's bully, big black wall or whatever.
Every team got one.
Right, and he's it. And everybody knows that. But at the same time, they were winning then. Even though he getting into it with the refs, he getting ejected, but he ain't getting suspended. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll pay a little fine and come back next game or two games later and whatever. That's fine. And some people say he probably gave away championships because of his antics. Because people saying if he was there in the Cleveland series, they probably would have won.
Nah.
That's what they're saying.
But that's conjecture.
They would have won if they played better.
I absolutely believe that. But he is the core. He's the core.
He's part of the core. Yeah. I agree with that.
He's the leader.
They're talking about getting rid of him and all that stuff. You get rid of Draymond, you would never win again.
They're about to get rid of all them niggas.
Draymond, they don't have Clay, to.
Yeah.
They only going to keep Steph because he don't want to do
Steph something. Ain't going to want to stay.
Steph going
to
stay.
The indefinite suspension to me.
Part of that.
You can say indefinite. I guess you can't put a game number on it because now they staffing him with some kind of.
He got to go
to training and all that stuff.
He got to get anger management.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He got to learn how to.
How come he wasn't getting anger management when he been winning championships, though?
Because when you winning, you making money for the league. Now you taking money.
Now you a menace.
I'm not give a fuck.
That's how it works. Understanding that what happened to you, Nerd, he kind of went overboard then.
I'd have seen people.
That's what he getting suspended for.
I'd have seen people in a wheelchair league foul harder.
They suspend him indefinitely because of what he's been doing.
Right.
But
the record.
He should the be record. Suspended for that. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't. But indefinite is the whole record. Like, you just suspended them 5 games with the Rudy Gobert show.
That's their argument.
The same motherfucker that's like, Draymond, okay, now you're going too far. You need to go to counseling. When that shit happened, the same motherfucker telling him that now.
I'll ride for my boy.
Yeah. I'll do the same thing. Oh, it's just Rudy Gobert.
Right. They should have suspended him for the first half.
It should have been him then.
No.
That was a choke. He ran over the and choked that dude.
Yeah, but nobody likes Rudy Gobert because he spread COVID.
That is my point.
He spread COVID, so nobody likes Rudy Gobert.
Because now he did this. Now it's indefinite.
Shit. Yeah. I could have walked on the court and choked Rudy Gobert, and they wouldn't have told me to leave.
They're doing it for his record. And this is what happens when y'all ass ain't winning no more and you ain't young. You ain't a pretty young thing. It's just like when a girl used to be a pretty young thing and then she was trying to get all them street niggas and getting ran through 4 or 5 baby daddies. Now she 45 trying to get married. Niggas like, girl, I ain't marrying you. That's what Draymond is.
I'm not in it.
A middle-aged girl used to be bad.
Right. And used to be bad.
Now you're getting treated. Now they treat mentally.
Your age ain't caught up with you.
Now you want a good man. You was leaving a good man's on red. If they had red back then when we was young, they didn't.
They had it.
She just wasn't getting no numbers.
They didn't respond to you on America Online.
Shout out to my nigga Carl for getting numbers at Wet n Wild and giving me half of them.
Oh my God.
Only nigga at Wet n Wild fully dressed.
Some of y'all smash got a Wet n Wild number pass. Congratulations. That's all we got on Draymond. I've been doing this shit all week.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Draymond. Yeah, Draymond, your ass is done. Yeah. And hold on, Steve. Right. They say you ain't going to be back on the team, nigga.
I don't believe
your
him,
ass
though.
Fire.
I believe
your
him.
Your ass going to be with LeBron.
I believe him as much as I believe his hairline.
Do you think they'll win without him?
They not winning.
They can't win without him.
They not winning with him.
They can't win without him.
I think they can win with him.
You see them niggas' record?
I think they can win with him.
They ain't winning. They done. They shit over. That's why they need to play Kuminga and Moody. They need to play the young dudes. Whatever happened to Wiggins, they say the rumor that we heard might have been true. Because the nigga playing like shit is true. And Clay just
fucked that.
Done. So them niggas is done, man. They need to get the young niggas in there anyway. Steve Kerr.
Draymond ain't right, bro. That's why they ain't playing good.
The only one playing good is Steph. And I know he like, y'all niggas trash.
I'm going to play with 5'7".
Never trust a light-skinned nigga after a couple years.
He's 5'17" last night.
Who?
Steph. 17 points.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but he had those times.
He made his points off of free throws. The night before he had 40 or some shit.
This is what happens when you're a shooter. Sometimes you miss something. But he can't. Clay been 35. Clay been 4 for 100.
He been...
And Wiggins been like Harrison Barnes was with Clay the first
the big square. It's a little square, Clay.
And Wiggins been worse than that.
He got benched.
What you doing? They both did. Clay did too. He benched both of them. Them niggas ain't playing.
He's like, hey, you, bro. Y'all can make your dollar be coming off the bench. That's trash.
Nah, y'all niggas got to come off the bench. Y'all ain't getting it done.
What's your Draymond
coming?
That's
what coaches got to do.
Right. What's your Draymond
coming? Kerr had to make the hard decision. Hey, y'all niggas got to come off the bench. If I was Kerr, I'd have said it just like that. Hey, y'all niggas. Y'all niggas got to come off the bench. That's what I would have said. Y'all niggas got to come off the bench. Where the young niggas at?
When they get these boys back, I guess they're going to figure it out.
Boy,
how long
done.
They going to take when you go to these classes and get
hey,
these
Draymond
certificates
is
and whatever?
Not going to be on Golden State next year, and they
ain't
done.
Truthfully,
Finito,
I don't think
Pito.
He want to play for nobody else.
He might not, but if, he ain't going to play. He ain't going to play
for
nobody.
He's going to have a good career in doing this shit right here.
Yeah, that's what he
guaranteed.
Best going to do. So he don't be hitting these.
He don't want to go to another fucking team and learn they fucking coach. He is the culture.
He got suspended. He got suspended so he could do my episodes of his podcast.
Like,
we know
man,
what's going on.
Think about it. Who's gonna take him?
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
They need a nigga.
LeBron. Him and LeBron.
You
close.
Gonna bring in another motherfucker that don't score?
Hey, him and LeBron.
but
he punched people in the face.
He can do that for them, but not for the Golden State though.
Right. Because it's LeBron's team, and they have favoritism towards LeBron. They have more favoritism towards him than they have Steph.
I'm asking that question.
What? What's the question?
So you saying they can use him on the Lakers, but not in Golden State?
I don't know.
Yes.
Doing the same fucking thing.
No, Golden State used him, but he didn't fucked up his welcome at Golden State. The owner said his number one priority is to protect the team. So what that means is, nigga, you out of here.
You can't
tell you what it said.
But you couldn't help Jordan Poole. That nigga couldn't fight.
Jordan Poole needed to get hit.
He needed to get hit. He can't fight no way. That motherfucker, he hit that motherfucker.
He pushed him first.
When Jordan Poole get hit, and you saw what Stephen Clay did, they turned around like they ain't seen
right.
it.
Right. He hit
this
that
anchor. We going to let this go a little bit, then we're going to break it up.
He hit that motherfucker so hard he grew a mustache.
Hey, sometimes you got to teach these new niggas, these internet niggas, like, listen.
He popped the Mario coins out that nigga.
We from the era where you got to see a nigga that you said that to. You niggas in the tight tough on a fucking keyboard.
Yeah, get up and go to the
that
kitchen.
Ain't the same shit. So he had to show Jordan Poole, hey, you can't just
punched,
talk, nigga. You can't
he
do all that shit.
The Sonic rings out there, nigga.
So I think Jordan Poole deserved it. I don't think he didn't even get suspended for that, did he?
No.
He's still playing.
He took away time from the team.
Yeah, go
so
to
that, that, that way he play. Couldn't be suspended.
He's on in-house shit.
Right. So they
so
that's,
NBA
that's
like, didn't do nothing.
Hey, no, because he deserved it.
I want a picture. I get a poster of Jordan Poole laid out on the ground. Where can I find that?
That nigga Jordan Poole. See, that's what happens when you win too early. That's why niggas don't be winning in the NBA till we, like year 7. Because when you young and you win, you start thinking it's you. You start thinking, oh, I'm the nigga. No, you not. Sit your ass down. You happen to be on a good team, and you contributed, but nigga, you thought you got too big for your britches. Talking about, I'm going to take the foul shot. I'm going to take the. No, you're not, boy. It's going to be. It's Steph first, then Clay, then you.
Yeah.
You got to pay your dues, nigga. You try to go up there. That's why Clay was probably Klay probably was like, Draymond, hit him. Because if I hit him, it's beige rage against beige rage. If you hit him, it's holy how nice skinned niggas always used to get knocked out from dark skinned niggas.
It was like, hey, Draymond, go do your job.
So that's what happened. And Draymond, that nigga done, man. I'm telling you.
I don't think
y'all hoping.
Before he goes to another team, y'all think he'll retire.
That nigga about to retire then.
I think so.
He better have a Draymond show.
He ain't gonna retire. He got his podcast.
I want him to be on the show so he could talk honestly and freely. Like, hey, Steph. I want him to interview Steph. Hey, he deserved to get hit, didn't he? Steph gonna be, hell yeah, man.
Steph gonna laugh and look to the side. Well, you know,
get Klay on the phone. Klay gonna call. Hey, he deserved to get hit, didn't he? Get Kerr on the phone. Kerr,
don't do 30 for 30 for them niggas. He don't tell the
they
truth.
They definitely gonna tell the Hey, we can't wait till the 30 for 30 Golden State Warriors.
They gonna tell that truth.
You know who you gotta get. You gotta get the silent nigga on the team. You gotta get Kevin Looney. He gonna tell it all.
Right.
Speaking of 30, if the Chargers had 30 more points, they still would have lost.
They suck ass.
The Raiders beat the dog shit out of the Chargers.
Them niggas suck.
63-21.
What?
Let me tell you this. Somebody texted me like, some what got the Raiders ass? I just said LOL. Because I wasn't watching the game. I got to where I was going, and I seen that score. I'm like, this shit got to be wrong. I went to my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? Hey,
shout out to my cousin, Cherise, and my cousin, Kevin. They popped up, man. They got me tickets to the game.
You went to go see that massacre?
Boy, that shit was crazy.
Hey, shout out to the rookie quarterback. Hey, shout out to the nigga that caught the one-hand interception and took that shit to the house.
Number 18.
Player of the year. I don't know your name, but number 18, nigga. You did some ill shit. That looked like me in 96.
You ain't got no film of that.
What a film, man.
Who ain't got no film?
To prove that.
Who ain't got no tape? Who got a motherfucking VCR?
I got a VCR.
Well, let's get the film going.
Some of my early sex tapes.
I got a tape rewinder.
That nigga got sex tapes.
Some of my early sex tapes.
Well, nigga.
I got some of y'all. I still got some of y'all.
He was fucking women on waterbeds.
That's crazy. You get the motion in the waterbed. You can't get motion in the waterbed.
The waterbed. Motion.
Hey, but the Raiders, y'all motherfuckers should have put 60 up since 63. Since y'all that's put zero up the week before.
Let me tell you something impressive.
Shout out to AP because that nigga say, hey, we're going to do up downs until. We scored some motherfucking points. Hey. That's what he did all week. Them niggas did up downs all week.
I'm gonna tell you.
They went up and down the field.
I'm gonna tell you something impressive about the Raiders. In the last 2 weeks, they averaging 21.5 points a game.
No, they average more than that. That's 63, nigga.
And what they have the week before?
Zero.
Exactly.
So that's 30.
Half of that is what?
31.
We don't even count it. That was defensive plays.
Y'all are so funny. This is what nobody's saying about the 3-0 loss, though.
What's
the
that?
Defense held you niggas to 3 points.
That's a fact. That's what Max Crosby did say that.
3 points.
Max Crosby
the Vikings
said
quarterback played bad.
I mean, both of them did, but they won.
Right. Yeah, they did win.
I mean, they held them for 3.5
we
points.
We was at the brook. I called that shit. I said, watch this. The Vikings going to win by a field goal, 3-0.
3.5 quarter held them.
Hey, that is the defense. And AP is a defensive person.
And they did it again last week.
And he did it.
Well, they gave him 21 at
the
end.
Hey, y'all better fucking y'all better hire AP.
I think he should
get
stay.
Get a GM. This is what I think you should do, Mark. Do it smart. Get a GM and – well, get AP in the room when you hire the GM so that they can be on the same page. Right. That way you can have a team ran the right way rather than some niggas going against each other coaching the GM.
Then get your haircut again.
Nah, fuck your hair. Get
because that
something.
Haircut, they've been playing good since he got the haircut. Hair. The Raiders going to the toilet bowl.
Keep the black vice president. Keep all the black people. Hire a black GM. Shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know who out there that's a black GM, but hire him.
I think he definitely need to keep the job for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But
because he got him playing
right. Even if you look at the record, disregard the record, but how they're playing for him.
Indeed.
And Max Crosby went on Pat McAfee and said that they love him. Right. He's a player, so he understands. He relates to the players.
Right.
He said all good things about him. And when a player say all good things about the coach that's just an interim coach,
right.
That's really saying bad shit about the coach that got fired.
Oh, yes.
Without saying it.
I'm going to smoke a cigar out that way when that nigga left, bro. That should have told him right there. But I know he was laughing last week. Well, they got beat 3-0.
Yeah, he was talking shit.
I know he was talking shit.
He probably in a group chat saying, ah, you bitch ass nigga.
Somebody got him back this week.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably want to take that down, sir.
You seen AB face when they was getting ass whooped that 3-0. He's looking like these niggas finna get their ass whooped. But they came back and showed up. And then they got Kansas City next weekend. Yes, sir. But fuck that shit. What else is on the docket? Kansas. Who else got their ass whooped?
What the Eagles?
Staley got his ass fired because of that.
Yeah. He deserved it. He said some bullshit after the show.
Should have been fired. But they after they
land. He don't like firing niggas in the middle of the season.
After
they
land, got fired. But doing more than this. He was doing more than this. He got fired.
Hey, sometimes you got to not fire niggas in the middle of the season.
Sometimes.
After 63.
Sometimes you do.
You a defensive coach and a nigga put 63 on your ass.
You got to go.
Hey.
Who
got 70 put up on him?
The Broncos
get fired. Oh, that was
Sean Lee, though.
He was new.
this is his third year.
That nigga ain't new to coaching.
He got all pros, bro.
He said, oh, that was different.
He got all pros on the Chargers.
That's true.
The defense on the sideline like this.
The defense, right. They quit. They quit on that nigga.
Hell yeah.
But that's good. That shows that the coach wasn't leading them.
Yeah.
They didn't want to follow him. They didn't like him. So. Hey, sometimes you got to get your ass fired in the middle of the season. I know it sucks. I've been fired in the middle of a job.
You need to fire me in the morning.
I like
that. I ain't working on my
They call you after the shift. Hey,
I walked out on a live craps game. Shout out to Jerry's Nugget.
I got a problem, nigga. You fired me after the shift? You could have told me this shit 8 hours ago.
You should have called me before I came in. Shit.
Right.
I could go have breakfast or something. You bitch ass.
Slept in. You come do this shit?
I could be.
And you wonder why people tell the club after that shit?
Well, they about to fire me anyway. I might as well go get a breakfast sandwich.
Maybe they was looking at it like, well, we going to get you this money before you go. Get you this.
I didn't want to be here, bro. Got me thinking I'm coming in tomorrow.
Oh, that's funny.
And you still getting emails about the pizza party on Friday.
The Eagles lost two in a row after all that shit you was talking, Craig.
Yeah. It's a game going on right now.
Yeah, Minnesota getting in that ass.
Who Minnesota beating?
Bengals.
The Bengals.
7-3.
Oh. Mm. Come on,
I told you the Cowboys are going to whoop that ass.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was rooting.
I ain't know they were gonna do that.
I didn't. I wasn't rooting for y'all. I was rooting for the Eagles to lose. So the niggas was
same.
Like, "Hey, that means you cool with this table."
It's all same.
I said, "You know,
you still fuck. Did you put a condom on or not, bro?"
Right. Nah, but it don't feel the same. That shit different.
It don't feel the same.
But you still.
But she still gonna say she.
Yeah, put a glove on and try to fucking do something detailed
she still
with your
gonna
fingers.
Be ugly.
That shit trash. But but what happened was. The Cowgirls went out there, beat the Eagles' ass, just like they saw what we did. Like, oh, we could do what they did, beat their ass.
Nah, we did it better.
No, you didn't.
Never did.
We did it much better.
Much better. We left
y'all
them
beat their ass, and I was happy.
They had 3 points.
Now we
at
number
first,
one.
At halftime.
I was like, now we number one, bitches.
San Francisco now, number one.
We now, helped y'all so we could take it from you.
Now,
bitches.
Y'all got a hard schedule. Y'all got some niggas coming
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, Buffalo?
Yeah, y'all niggas got
to
go to Buffalo.
We finna beat Buffalo tomorrow.
Okay. Y'all got to go to the cold. We going to see.
Okay.
See what Dak doing in
hey,
the cold.
Calvin, I want my $300 too.
Y'all got to go to Miami. Y'all got to go to Detroit. Y'all
we
going to
beat Miami too.
Okay.
We gotta go to Arizona.
Let me tell you something.
We gotta go to Arizona.
Tyreek gonna play.
Baltimore.
But here's the thing. Josh Allen.
LA.
Three picks tomorrow.
Y'all hey,
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
One of them gotta be a pick six.
Tua Tapala Zapala Vapala. Three picks.
Deron Bland.
We coming from you. Deron Bland, pick six.
Hey, all y'all need to do is win out. And then we gonna win out, and then we'll see y'all in the division around you hoe ass niggas, or the Eagles. Hey, y'all are the Eagles.
I think. Hey, it's funny, man. I think the Seahawks gonna beat the Eagles.
I think they're gonna beat them too.
I think they're gonna beat
them. It's definitely possible.
We gonna get to
I
that.
I just don't see it though.
Three
but like, why? What did they? It's like now they last week when they lost San the week before they, when they lost San Francisco, they're like, okay, it's just one game.
Yeah.
We still
who said that
in the top.
The Eagles. Yeah.
They didn't believe that.
We number one. We still number one. It. Then they lose to us. Now they want to put the panic button. Like San Francisco already sold y'all when Y'all barely winning games.
Right. Don't panic now.
I think Jalen Hurts, something wrong with him.
Yeah, he ain't fully healthy.
But he ain't, I mean, I think he injured, but he ain't saying nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
You just, y'all paid. You ain't trying to follow like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he still can play. He just ain't doing what he did last year. He ran more.
They ran the ball more as a team. They ain't run the ball that much with Gainwell and where the fuck else.
He did. I mean, Swift, your playbook changed, nigga, when you down.
And they got a new offensive coordinator, right? Yeah. New offensive coordinator? New defense coordinator?
Yeah.
How many players they missing on defense? Like eight?
Bro, they pick somebody up every week.
Right.
Then they picked up a linebacker from.
Right. The Colts.
The Colts, right? Yeah.
They pick somebody up every week. They got Julio Jones, what, week five, week six?
Mm-hmm. Ain't done shit.
I ain't even heard from this motherfucker.
Ain't heard shit.
Nigga, Julio, sit your ass down. A couple down other people. Like you, with Julio.
You getting people, but you ain't integrating them.
Right.
You run, like I said, you run in the same place, and they caught up with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying from the beginning. You can't keep winning every game closely and expect to go undefeated. Expect only one loss. No, somebody going to come and play better than you one of them games, two of them games, you got three better of them athletes. Games.
The ball going to fall the other way a couple times. That's
true. Josh Allen.
Right.
The ball going to go the other way over a couple times. But I figured that anyway. I thought that the best team to me still is the 49ers. It was the best team last year.
They're the best team.
Ass niggas.
They didn't win, though.
And Baltimore.
Best team in all the
way. Baltimore, the best team in the NFC, to me.
I think Baltimore the best team.
And then 49ers the best team in the NFC. And when we get to the Super Bowl, that's who the fuck going to be in it. And it's going to be a rematch. Hey, this shit ain't going to happen. Yeah. We ain't got Captain Crabtree. No, nigga, Baltimore.
Boy, that is not
going. 10 years ago, boy, Baltimore 49ers, it was Cap.
If you ain't heard Broncos country, let's ride.
Hey, Broncos.
I said they was going to the playoffs at the beginning of the season.
Who was?
Y'all looked at me like I was a madman.
I did. I ain't going to lie.
I told you. Uh-huh. They going, bro. Broncos country.
Let's see.
Let's look at the playoff tree.
Let's look at the playoff tree and see what happens with the fucking Honkos.
Find it.
I mean, Tonkos. What they call? Stronkos.
They call the Broncos
all right,
country.
So right now, the playoff picture is Baltimore got a bye right now. Miami against the Indianapolis Colts.
It's week 15.
I know, but this is the playoff tree. It's already here.
Oh, okay.
KC versus the Steelers, Jaguars versus Cleveland. So there's no Broncos in that shit
they
right
in the
now.
Hunt. They in the hunt, but here's the thing. Hold on, here's the thing. How many games are the Chiefs up on the Broncos?
The Chiefs are up one game.
Exactly.
But let's see who they play, though, because that matters.
The tiebreaker, though.
Of course. Who got the tiebreaker?
The Broncos.
All right, so let's see who the Broncos play. The Broncos got the Lions.
Beatable.
This week, that's tomorrow.
At Detroit.
They don't beat them.
They can beat
them.
Okay.
The Patriots.
They don't beat them.
The Chargers.
They don't beat them.
The Raiders.
They don't beat them.
And that's who the Broncos got. The Chiefs got the Patriots.
They don't beat them.
The Raiders.
They're going to lose.
And it's at LA. It's at fucking Kansas City.
Both of y'all picked
that Bengals. And the Chargers.
The Bengals going to beat them.
The Bengals.
With Jake Brown.
They're playing now.
Chargers ain't going to beat nobody.
The Chargers going to be the spoiler.
In the beginning of the season, y'all picked the Raiders to beat the Cans, beat them that last game.
Yeah.
Y'all picked them.
Absolutely.
Should I pick them?
You picked them too.
Here.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Shit, that's what I picked.
So,
AP prepping them up right now.
That's two and two.
Kansas City.
That looks 2-2 to me.
I don't see 2-2. I see 3-1 at the most.
Bro.
Losing who?
If they 3-1, it don't matter. If the Broncos win out, they got the division.
Yeah, but the Broncos, you acting like it's a foregone conclusion that the Broncos don't win out.
Broncos country,
nigga, they
gotta let's
go
ride.
To Detroit, nigga.
They're going to beat the shit out of Detroit.
They have to beat Detroit.
Here's the problem that you don't understand. The Broncos have a sleeper defense. Miami put up a big number on them, but who else putting up big numbers on them? Look at it. Ain't nobody putting up big numbers on them for real, for real.
Nobody. The Jets did. Yeah.
The Jets.
The Jets put up 31
on them niggas. The Dolphins put up 70.
That's it, besides the Dolphins.
Hold on, nigga. The Rams put up 41.
After that.
I said besides the Dolphins.
After that one.
Yeah. Look at that.
Nobody put up big numbers. It was 20s. Hold on. Them niggas defense. Hold on. Let me see. Them niggas defense was holding niggas.
Them defense solid. That's what I'm saying.
22, 22, 12, 17, 7.
That we saying
9, 17, 9,
I would say their defense right now is more solid than Kansas City.
Oh, hell yeah. Easy.
They, Their defense actually did pretty good since that 70.
That's what I'm saying. Since that 70. So
70.
Kansas City looking torchable every week.
Yeah, Kansas City ain't the same. I wish we could play them in the Super Bowl rematch, but y'all ain't gonna make it. You
Taylor wasn't there.
I'm going with black quarterbacks. Oh, Brock Purdy is black, nigga.
Well, you not be
Brock Purdy and Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl.
What?
Two black quarterbacks.
Yeah, we gonna let him say that. His opinion is over.
Brock Purdy and Lamar Jackson.
Don't come at me for his opinion.
Go look at the Super Bowl colors. It's red and purple.
He's a turd.
And you know Minnesota ain't making that shit.
Big Dookie turd.
Hey, but shout out to the Cowgirls for beating the Eagles like I thought y'all was going
to
do.
Like you begged us to.
I begged y'all to.
You did beg us.
I think we're going to finish out. I think y'all going to finish out, too.
Y'all ain't going to finish out.
We're going to finish out.
That's hope. That's wishful thinking. Let's see who y'all got to play. Y'all niggas talking crazy.
We got the Bills. We got the Dolphins.
Y'all niggas got
the We got Bills, Dolphins.
We got the Bills, Dolphins, Lions. That's a three-piece, nigga.
We can beat all three of them.
Y'all niggas better bring extra biscuits and hot sauce because y'all niggas might get three-pieced.
Look, I'm betting De'Ron Bland can pick six on all three of them.
If y'all went out, y'all going to meet us in the NFC Championship.
Right.
That's one. We're going to tear y'all ass up in San Francisco.
Y'all ain't going to win this one.
Cool.
We always do.
That's it.
We beat y'all in San Francisco. It don't matter where we play all right. Everywhere, anywhere.
They ain't going to be ready for that Dak attack. It's coming. It's coming.
You know how we
Dak attack.
We put Jimmy Johnson in a circle, nigga. It's over.
And on top of that, did you hear it? Dolly Parton performed, and she sung We Are the Champion.
I don't know why
Jimmy Johnson's in the Ring of Honor. We going to the Super Bowl.
Jimmy Johnson hate that man.
I don't know why.
Jerry Jones a hater.
Look, if Jerry
Jimmy Johnson.
They said the Cowboys won't win again unless he respect Jimmy Johnson. And what'd he do? He gave that man his props and put him in the ring of honor.
Why it take him so long?
Because his ego.
It was
his ego.
What'd you do to Jimmy's daughter, bro?
He must have banged one of Jimmy's girls. Jerry's girl, daughters, friends.
That girl that keep bringing up for you, my daddy.
He had that good hair.
He skeeted in her.
He had that good hair. Jimmy Johnson had that good hair. Like, I'm taking your girl, Jerry.
I'm telling you.
Since we talking about Patrick Mahomes, right? Yeah. They're not looking too good right now. We're going to go back to that offsides everybody talking about.
Oh, that was some bullshit, though. I agree with Patrick.
Was on the line.
No, I just seen my boys just showed me the same week after game. The wide receiver was lined up in the same spot as old boy was. They called noted that he did this like eight times. Actually, you never seen that call. Have y'all ever seen that call?
I ain't never seen that
call. Okay, if you never seen that call, why the fuck he make that call?
Because the refs had money on the game.
I'm going to say that too. Because
the refs had to have money on.
This is what everybody doing.
Pick whatever that
they
shit
showing
is.
The blue line, which ain't on the goddamn field.
Right.
Right.
But when they show the blue line at the other angle from the side where you can see the whole sideline, the referee is standing just like this over the line that his foot is on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how is he over the line when he's with the ref?
That's a good
Secondly,
point.
Secondly, when you offside, referees do this. When you offside,
uh-huh.
He does this. He didn't hold his hand up.
Right.
He just threw the flag when the play started.
He got money on the game.
Now, hold up. Unfortunately. He didn't throw the pass way after the flag. He threw the flag as soon as they took off, though.
He did
do that. Mm-hmm. You didn't know that was going to turn into a touchdown.
Right. But still, that's a good point.
That's a good point.
He threw it right off. He didn't throw it.
He threw it right off. He didn't want after he pitched the ball. He threw it as soon as he left. He threw it.
So the moral of the story is find out who the refs got money on.
You can do that too. But at the same time, they say he didn't look. At the same time, like, do you have to? You shouldn't have to. But if you do, most refs be like, hey.
But he probably been lining up that same spot the whole game.
Olaski showed that.
So that means that was some bullshit.
It was cool then. But when it get crunched.
Hey, I failed you, Patrick. Fuck them niggas. They cheated you. Nigga, you going to call an offensive offside. We never seen that call. Nigga can say that they saw that call before, but niggas is arguing he was offside. Nigga, we never seen that call.
I agree with Patrick Mahomes.
Nigga, that call, that shit don't make no difference. Even if he was offside, it don't make no difference in the play. They don't get no advantage. They don't do none of that shit.
I think it was a good call.
Bad call for real. I feel like Pat, you should have sent one of your goons to beat that ref up.
I mean,
he ain't got no goons. He sound like Kermit.
They holding him back.
Hey, you should have sent Miss Pinky.
They holding him back. Running up to the ref like, what are you gonna do? What am I gonna do in the face like? No, I want you to pick the flag back up.
Yeah,
I mean, what are you gonna do?
That's true. Like, nigga, once the flag is called, ain't that y'all can't reverse the basketball players. Y'all need to learn that too. LeBron, stop fucking complaining every fucking time.
Never mind.
Stop complaining. Stop acting like if the nigga don't call the foul, you can't stand there and argue with the nigga like, oh, my bad, I didn't call it now. No, nigga, run back down on defense. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all niggas complain too much. All of y'all niggas. First of all, when the ref don't call a call or he do call a call, it ain't reversible.
Right.
Most of the time.
You gotta, they've been injecting. They've been injecting the hell out of the motherfuckers.
That's true.
Though,
refs, y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta. They ain't come to see y'all niggas.
They be injecting like y'all stars, got, bro.
Yeah, they injected Joker like a couple times.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
And Jason Tatum, he don't yell at nobody.
Yeah, Jason Tatum. That was crazy. Hey refs. Hey, I talked to the players. Now we gotta talk to the refs. Refs. Do your fucking job and stay invisible, nigga. That's why you got on the zebra outfit.
And stop betting on these games.
Right. Let your sons bet.
Right.
You motherfuckers, old ass niggas.
But this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing, bro. It's like, they come, like, just like Joker, right? Joker, when you play these teams, you probably see him one time at home.
Right.
You might play him twice, but they come back to your career, too.
Exactly.
So you play the Knicks.
Right.
And you the jumper, you go to the fucking Knicks and you get ejected the first quarter. Like, why the fuck do you even go?
Exactly.
Right. You don't even get to enjoy this, dude.
They went to go see him. They ain't paid. Right. That's some bullshit.
I don't see no motherfucking Knicks.
I agree that. Nah, Jalen Brunson been balling. The Knicks been balling. Fuck that shit. Randall,
you go see other superstars, though.
But you're right.
That's true.
You can't eject the superstars, man. What the fuck is that? Unless they do some egregious shit like what Draymond did to Nurkovich. But outside of that, you can't eject Tim for him saying a word, saying something to you. Y'all refs, y'all getting too big for y'all britches. They need to bring y'all ass back down and be like, listen, the game, no one's here for you. Not one person. Not one person paid these high-ass expensive tickets that we charging them to see you eject the star players.
But we going
to
make sure they do. You're out of here.
Exactly. So y'all need to start getting reprimanded. Y'all doing like how the police brutality. Police brutality. Stop ejecting star players unless they do some egregious
shit. I want to know where the money goes.
That's a fact.
When you get ejected, when a player get ejected, it's a fine. Or he's suspended, it's a fine.
Probably right? Go to the referee.
Where does the money go? Do they get a percentage of that money? If they do, it's Christmas time, they motherfucker. So eject the motherfucker around Christmas time.
Hell yeah. Stop ejecting players, refs.
Can know where you at. Look that up for me.
Fuck y'all talking about. Stop ejecting players and start.
Stop betting on the game. Please.
Right. Stop betting.
Please, because y'all messing up my parlays. And I'm tell you right now, I'm trying to hit my parlays because my kids need Christmas gifts and I'm behind on my child support. Stop fucking up my hustle, man.
And I'm going to say this.
You're not the only one in that situation.
Fuck them kids and fuck their mamas.
Not me.
How about that? Fuck them kids and their mamas.
That's true. That's all.
Do y'all have jobs?
Hey, deadbeats, daddies, you know.
Hey, I just got off of work. I just came off of work and rolled up in this
nigga. Shout out to my nigga Vinci. Deadbeats, unite.
Former.
Oh, shit. But, yeah.
He saw it ultimate.
What's the next shit? What's the next shit going on in this motherfucker?
Cam Newton might have run his mouth. Yeah, everybody Cam, trying to cut his head off. What are you saying about these game managers, quarterbacks?
Cam the
he
Newton.
He named a few.
Fruitin.
Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Goff. To name a few was in that list. What y'all think?
Hey, I think
that nigga hating. You be wearing dresses and shit, and then you got the nerve to sit there and get mad at that man because you like to get your hair pulled by the White House. Shut your ass up.
Really, bro?
Yeah, I said that shit. Okay.
At the end of the day,
if you look up the numbers, Dak has better numbers as a whole than Cam has.
Well, what the fuck did that
mean? He got better pass percentage.
Oh, yeah.
But he got more touchdowns, less interceptions. You talking all that talk, but then you couldn't even walk the walk when you was in the league. You got 1 year you went to the Super Bowl, and that was your best year. And then after that, you've been just mediocre.
What's up? So I guess he's not comparing himself as a game manager, correct?
He's saying he's a game changer.
So I want y'all to name some game changers. Game changers.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen,
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
He said, but Cam.
Even around the time, race more quarterback.
Did you hear the rebuttal?
Go ahead.
He said that elite game managers are Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. That's what he said.
Elite those are elite game managers.
That's what he said. This is my problem. This is my problem with the term game manager. It sounds like it's
That's what it is.
It sounds like you dissing somebody. But the truth is, a quarterback's job, a quarterback is, if football is a job, the coach is the general manager. The quarterback is the manager.
On the field.
On the field, like the one with the general manager.
In the warehouse.
Exactly. So his job is to manage the game. And not make mistakes, do things when you need them. Like, so when you say it like that, it seems like, oh, it's a diss. But he said it with a connotation of a diss. And then he retracted.
This is the diss, though. What you said is correct, but I think this is the diss. All quarterbacks have to do that.
Exactly.
But when it's time to turn it on to win a game, those people he just named can win a game. These cats that he's saying that's just game managers, when it's time to turn it on, they can't.
That's
the diss of saying you're a game manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the diss. But then you can't say Tom Brady is one then. Or Peyton Manning. Or
no, he's an elite. Elite game manager means people manage the game until it's time to turn it on.
But Cam didn't change the game.
That's
my point. That nigga changed his dress, but he ain't changed
the
game.
Did he call himself a game changer?
No. Yes, he did.
Okay,
yes.
So what games have he... I mean, he had one good season. And even during that season, he kind of showed out.
Right.
Everybody dabbing.
But he ain't argument, changed the game against the Broncos.
You know what his argument was? That Dak, Goff, Purdy all got weapons that he
got.
Had.
They got a squad.
They got a roster. He had Greg Olsen.
That was his argument.
He had Big Mike Tolbert.
And my thing is, I hate that argument because so did Joe Montana. Like, Joe Montana had 11 Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
No one says, hey, Joe trash because he had Roger Craig, John hands. Taylor, Jerry, Jim, Bill Walsh. Then nobody says that. But when it comes to these new players, oh, he got Christian McCaffrey and Debo. Yeah, nigga, so what? A good team gotta have a good players.
But yo, check this out.
I got an argument for that too. Go ahead.
Luke Kuechly, Greg Olsen, Steve Smith, DJ Moore. It ain't like he had scrubs. Coaching
lost that. Yeah, coaching lost that Super Bowl.
But that's what I'm saying. He had weapons too.
He didn't have. He didn't have the highlight name that he's calling out that other people got right now.
Okay, well, everybody don't get the highlight. Everybody don't get the highlight names.
I know.
I mean, if you look at it, when the Seahawks that year, they created a name for themselves, that Legion of Boom, when they won it. Before that, there wasn't like household names.
That's facts.
So you can't use that argument because plenty of other people have had people that wasn't household
and
names
they built
and they turned themselves into household names.
True.
Everybody turns. I agree with that. And I think this narrative, let me tell you what the fucked up narrative be about players. First of all, no player has the same route. That means the same way they get to the league, the same pick, the same coach, the same talent around them.
Right.
So to judge them, like a lot of niggas be like, oh, Aaron Rodgers only got one Super Bowl. He choked a lot. And I always thought he hid the deficiencies of his team, but when you get to the playoffs, you play better caliber teams, and they always get exposed. They wasted his talent because they never had a defense that could stop niggas from scoring 30 points.
For real.
So that ain't Aaron Rodgers' fault. He get blamed for that.
It just happened.
That ain't his fault. Peyton Manning had the same thing.
Right.
Tom Brady always had a top 10 defense, so he could put up 17 points and maybe win, or 14. He could put up 22 points and win. So that's a different pathway than Peyton Manning, than Drew Brees, and other players. So it's hard to really compare quarterbacks with wins. When we say wins and Super Bowls, that's a team thing. It ain't a quarterback thing.
They give it to quarterbacks.
I know, and that's where we make the mistake at.
The wins and losses to quarterbacks,
because we judge, because listen, LeBron James came into the league different path than Michael Jordan. Different coaching, different team, different
organization. Absolutely.
Kobe did too.
Absolutely.
Shaq did, like, all of the Chris Paul. They always say Chris Paul, he ain't a winner. But I'm like, he be the best nigga on his team. At 6 feet, he and he a pass first nigga.
Right.
And all his teams go to their fullest potential with him, but he never, Blake Griffin, who the best nigga he played with? in his prime. Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you ain't going to beat Kobe and Shaq and them nigga Tim Duncan in with Blake Griffin? So that ain't Chris Paul's fault, but he gets right. The narrative of, oh, he's not a winner. And I think that we need to be more nuanced in our perspective of winning. We can't just look at wins. Because Jimmy G, a lot of niggas, oh, Jimmy G wins. He's a winner.
No,
49er fans never said that. The smart nigga, the team good. And he just need to do shit. But when we need him to do shit, he don't. He don't throw the ball downfield. He don't get rid of the ball.
It's
things that you can see Brock Purdy. If you watch Jimmy G, you watch Brock Purdy, you can see the difference. The difference is Brock Purdy reads the defense fast and makes the anticipation throw.
Absolutely.
All the time. Jimmy G holds the ball. If they ain't wide open, he holds the ball until he gets sacked.
He's not going to throw them open, is what you're saying.
That's the difference.
Yes.
So two things that Brock Purdy does that I don't think y'all – he not the most talented. He not Joe Montana. He not fucking Steve Young. No one's going to say that because it's second year.
But he don't have
Peyton to. Manning wasn't none of that shit either second year. Go look up his numbers.
He
is a process. He processes fast and makes decisions and throws the ball to the place where it's supposed to be, where the people going to be open.
And that's
really what you need from a quarterback. If you got that, you got a motherfucking chance.
That's really all you can ask from your quarterback.
So I'm tired of y'all niggas talking about
with the team that they have. All you need to do is game manage.
Exactly.
Right.
Trying to do too much.
Shanahan take the quarterbacks he take.
Right.
He can get a superstar. But what?
Right.
But I'm going to pay this motherfucker $1 trillion.
And then now you can't have a team around.
Right. They take all the pressure off of Brock Purdy, which is a smart thing to do.
That's what you want to do. Yeah. You want to make your quarterback as comfortable with the team around him as he could. And absolutely.
The Cowboys, they take all the pressure off of Dak, so he doesn't have to do everything.
I never
the
heard.
The problem with the Bills is Josh Allen has everything. To do everything,
and that's why he throw picks. Because when you're pressing, when you got to make a play, and you think it's all on you, you got to try some shit that you shouldn't try, or that you think twice. Like Brett Favre is the same way.
Yeah,
nigga, he would make an unbelievable throw. Like that shit was unbelievable. Or you throw a pick. Yo, that was a dumb throw. It's either
he
that
got
or
the
that.
Most picks.
Exactly, because he did the most unbelievable. He thought his arm was so strong that Josh Allen the same way.
Yeah.
All the strong arm quarterbacks gonna throw picks because you know why? Guess who was weak arm quarterbacks? Joe Montana, Steve Young. The weak arm quarterbacks got to be more smart. They got to throw the open. They got to throw the window.
Precision
they got to have
passing.
Timing. Exactly.
Yeah.
All those things. So strong arm quarterbacks like my talent's so good, I could get it in there. Watch. Throw that motherfucker boom.
We ain't got to throw the fade every time.
Right.
So we got to have nuance when we looking at quarterbacks when we judging them.
Yeah.
It's about the pathway. Everybody pathway ain't the same.
And your squad, hey, something you land like Bryce Young going through it right now.
He going through it, and CJ
and
Stroud.
Look what CJ doing
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't Bryce's fault,
right?
Like, and CJ is balling because he got a good because Houston was trash as fuck,
right?
They got a new coach who black. Shout out to the niggas,
right?
They got a quarterback who black. Shout out to the niggas,
CJ.
And then he got two wide receivers that's rookies too, I think, and they young and they black. Shout out to the triple niggas. And they doing some, hey, Damon Pierce, I got you on my fantasy. You've been bullshitting. But shout out to the four tribe niggas. And this is about the path that you go. Everybody got the same path. So we can't judge these niggas all the same.
You know, I got somebody say, like, what if they switch? What if CJ had a win first and Bryce with the Texans? I'm like, you can't say that Bryce would have been did better.
Right.
I said, I guarantee you, CJ would be the same shit as motherfucking Bryce in Carolina.
That's because
they don't have a team at all.
Because it ain't nothing to do. Who the fuck you going to throw it to? You ain't got nobody. It's just him.
We can't say that he's the same thing
to put
in
rookie,
Houston. But
to
in Carolina, rookie, that should be the same.
To put a rookie in that spot is fucked up.
Right.
And the fucked up thing about going first is you're going to go to a bad team.
Go to a bad team.
But you're going to get... Your money is guaranteed longer, more money. So it's the trade-off. You're going to go to the worst team, one of the top three, lowest three worst teams, and you're going to get more money for it.
Right.
See, the Bengals had a plan. They were trash, too. They got Joe Burrow.
Chase.
Then they got Chase. Then they went and got Higgins.
They did it. They
boom.
Did smart.
Fuck my defense.
Exactly.
You got to outscore us. They didn't outscore, though.
But they went to a Super Bowl with them motherfuckers.
All them getting paid now. They went to a Super Bowl with that. With that.
With them niggas that couldn't block. They got sacked 9 times by the Raiders in the playoffs.
Ain't no
and
playoffs,
still won the game.
Bro. And won the game.
That shit is rare. I think that got to be a Guinness Book of World Records in football, nigga.
Did 63
sacked 9
too.
Times and win still?
You get put 63 on your ass.
by the Raiders, not by the not by the Eagles or the 49ers.
And shout out Raiders. Shout out to the Raiders. Y'all finally making me have to get to wear my jacket because y'all niggas been disappointing.
Don't do that.
And it's cold outside. Niggas.
And it ain't cold enough to wear that shit yet.
Don't do that.
I came in this motherfucker bare armed.
You gonna get COVID, motherfucker. Fucking around with these people.
Hey,
fuck COVID.
We done with Cam new stupid ass?
Yeah, we done with Cam. Yeah. Cam, you was this sound is, like you was hating, I but I don't know if
too.
You was hating.
I wanna finish this too. I wanna say exactly that. I don't think he was hating. I think people mad at him because he don't talk about this every day.
Right.
And he had an opinion.
He rebutted and he didn't right. sound like hate.
Stand your
lane. So I shot out to Cam for saying that shit. But nigga, don't be talking like you was so great.
That shit.
That's the only thing, nigga. You sound like
MVP.
You sound how like
I'm gonna give you that.
Patrick Beverly was talking about Chris Paul. Nigga, you should never be able to talk about Chris Paul like you talked about him, nigga.
No.
You ain't even owned. You like 8 levels below Chris Paul. 10.
You got a nag or you nigga, a minute.
11. Right. You shouldn't be able to talk greasy about a nigga.
Got,
about
you should have got punched like Jordan Poole.
Exactly.
Speaking of punches.
Somebody should have punched your ass. Somebody should have first taken and punched you.
That's no, we not. We're
talking crazy.
Let's do these picks.
Picks for the week. What we got on the docket? Drop it.
Oh, take the Vikings today.
Fuck the Vikings. They have 14-3. And they got the ball on the Bengals. 14-3 on the Bengals in the third.
Come on, Browning. Is that his last name?
Browning.
What's his first name?
Browning.
Jay. I'm just calling you Jay. Fuck it. Jay Browning.
It's still in the Colts game after this. Colts minus one. I like the Colts.
I like the Colts.
Yeah.
Zaire Franklin. Shout out to you, nigga.
Yeah.
Broncos Colts. Lions.
Boy, Broncos Nation.
Lions that's lost right. last week,
Broncos
didn't they?
Country.
Broncos didn't the Lions country. Lose last week?
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Lions. They're going to come out.
They're at home.
Right. They're at home and yeah. it's in Detroit. It's a dome, though. Hey. So.
I like the Broncos.
Broncos country.
I like the Lions.
That's right.
Russell Wilson.
Lamar.
Bears, hey. Browns. Browns minus three.
Is Flacco's
who is it? Waco Flacco. Doo-doo Browns.
Browns, Bears.
I'm going Browns. With the black quarterback.
I think DTR is quarterback.
The Browns.
Justin Fields.
I like Justin Fields. I like the Bears. They got on the road right now. Justin Fields more than his job
Justin
back.
Fields. Or get trade him to the Raiders, nigga. Right. Justin Fields, come to the Raiders. Fuck these niggas. Fuck
for
them.
Real.
It's cold out there and shit. Them niggas are shooting each other. Lil Durk talking about you.
Texas Titans.
I'm going with the fucking
Texans.
I don't know. They both trash.
Nope.
I think CJ hurt.
He is.
Oh, is he?
He on concussion ooh. Protocol.
They got General Davis Mills looking at his boy.
I'm going with the
Titans.
You said Davis Mills? Titans.
And I don't know. David Mills be winning some games.
Yeah, I like
give
him.
Me the Titans anyway.
Titans.
Give me Los Texans
I ain't going
anyway.
Against a black coaching quarterback, but
Titans. Will Levis is not a black quarterback.
That's it. They're going about against. Court, going against.
Packers going against.
Bucks. Baker Mayfield? Jordan Love,
they going to Green Bay.
Jordan Love in Green Bay.
Packers.
Bring back the fucking Brett Favre Packs and Aaron Rodgers whooping asses in Green Bay.
Jets, Dolphins. I don't know if Tyreek playing or not.
I like the Jets. Plus 9.5.
Dolphins.
Tyreek is playing. I still like the Jets plus 9.5.
Dolphins. They got like the Jets. They mad. Playing. They got they mad they lost. Dolphins.
I'm taking the Jets.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Them niggas had two picks.
Chiefs, Patriots.
Chiefs. If the Chiefs don't win, they ain't going to the playoffs.
Yeah,
Belichick at home, bro.
I know, but the Chiefs better let Belichick going home after his year.
It's got to be the
if this nigga be the Chiefs.
It's got to be the El Chiefo.
If this nigga beat the Chiefs, they ain't going to fire this nigga, bro.
They fired that nigga. They already said it.
If he beat the Chiefs,
they like, yo, you fired, nigga. Hey, how you fired the 6-time winning
that's
coach?
That shit minus 8. I think they're going to they beat them niggas, bro.
They at home, too. That's hard to beat. It's hard to play them niggas, but they ain't got Tom Brady.
I don't think they got enough firepower to beat them niggas.
Hey, and one more thing. Cam, you got beat out by, what's that nigga name?
Hoyer.
Mac Jones. Mac Jones beat you out of a job. So you can't be talking greasy like that about these niggas that starting.
And Mac balling. Jones.
Golf, Dak, and Purdy is balling, and y'all ass is over there talking about him.
Right.
Mac Jones.
Just FYI.
John Saints.
Motherfucking
Science.
Giants.
Science. Danny DeVito.
DeVito.
Danny DeVito's nephew.
Ballin'. Falcons, Panthers.
You got the Italians in New York going crazy. Pastas everywhere. Going lasagnas and shit.
Right. Falcons, Giants. Falcons,
Carolina, my bad.
Man, Carolina ain't winning shit.
Niggas tanking for the first 16 pick.
Carolina, like, we want to get Marvin Harrison, nigga, his daddy.
Arizona, like,
Sterling Sharp. We want all the
names. Coach Ryan.
Deion Sanders, we want everybody.
49ers Cardinals.
Cardinals.
49ers.
What's the point spread?
12.5.
That's too many fucking points. Take the Cardinals with the points.
Cardinals,
the 49ers
going
to win. No money line, Cardinals. Take them with the points, y'all.
Money line to 49ers.
Take the Cardinals with the points. 49ers going
to
win
money
by.
Money line to 49ers.
49ers going to win by.
Field goal. Watch. Rams, Washington.
Rams.
Dubs, Rams.
Ravens.
And a playoff hunt.
Ravens, Jaguars.
Ravens.
Ooh, that's a good game.
Yeah.
That's the only one I want to see. What time that game's come on?
That's 5:30 game.
That's the late game.
I'm going to be watching that motherfucker. Sunshine and Lamar.
I'm taking the Ravens.
I'm taking the
beat the
Ravens.
The Jaguars.
Yes, they are.
Don't discredit Sunshine.
Dude. Shit. Right,
man. This motherfucker going to be dark days.
That nigga just
bright nights and dark days like Bubba. Hey, next week I'm playing Bubba Sparks on you niggas.
Bubba Sparks. Oh, shit.
Eagles Seahawks on Monday.
Eagles going to lose.
Sea Chickens minus on the 3. Points.
I got Seahawks.
I got the Eagles. Fuck that. They can't get there and look twice in a row. I'm talking so bad to Chris.
Don't let Freaky Geno come back.
Freaky Geno.
Take us out.
Oh, shit. What we about to play on you motherfuckers? We about to play the same shit. Y'all didn't hear whole verse, motherfuckers.
Right.
I can't even find it.
I'm going to thank everybody for tuning in to the Undrafted All Stars Sports Show. I am your host. I am Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Dolce, the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me with my co-host. This is...
Hey, Q Mecca, 2 techs up. You know, Tragic gon' hold you down.
And I am tired because I work 2 to 10. But C4 from the 618. Y'all have a good weekend.
Have a great Monday.
If y'all want to play spades and get y'all ass whooped,
hey, let me know. At? I'm free today.
I got to be back home by 8:30 so I can get my nap to work.
To whoop niggas in spades, and niggas got fades and left aids.
I got a bowling tournament to go win.
Look, that nigga copping peas already before he get his ass whooped. I got a bowl. Bitch, bowl tomorrow.
After that, I'll be late.
Calvin,
what up?
At, nigga?
What up?
You better get this Buffalo shit together. I want Buffalo pizza, Buffalo wings, and motherfucking Benny the Butcher.
And we gonna beat y'all
Buffalo
ass
beans. Hey,
shout out! Have a great motherfucking weekend. We out.
Right.
Deuce.